Hello, good day. How you doing today, darling? Hope you're doing very well. Okay, not to rush anything. I'm gonna be taking this topic very slowly so that you can really learn from this. This topic is a very interesting one, and it's something that happens in most of our daily families, and many people really want to know what this is about, if this is true, what is the answer to this. I was surfing online yesterday, Facebook to be precisely. I was on the Facebook platform, and I was opportunity to meet this person asking this question. I think in a relationship community, and I was like, the answers I was seeing on that platform, on that community, was not favorable. So I had to take my time today to really draft out this so I can talk on it, because many parents have been making these common mistakes, and I'm gonna be telling you the reason why it's a mistake and what you should do and what you should know about this. All right, so if this is your first time of joining me on Momziba podcast, you are highly welcome. This is a place where we'll talk about relationship and family living, and we also share more light on health and fitness, and most times I do a bonus class on social media marketing, how you can grow your business via social media, because Momziba is also a well-renowned social media manager. Thank you so much for joining me today. So we are going to be talking about this, and what is the topic? Stay tuned. Exploring the impact of intimacy in the presence of children. Exploring the impact of intimacy in the presence of children. So I told you I was surfing on the Facebook platform, and there was a question I saw online, and that was the man said, can I share intimacy with my spouse in the same room with my kids without them knowing? Without them knowing, okay. So many parents find themselves in settings where they are maybe in a room with their children, based on maybe the environment at that time or the resources at that time, or maybe in a hotel room with their children. They went for a program or something. And I know you also, if you're that kind of person who really want to know, is this wrong or is this right, I think you are in the right place, because we're going to be talking about this in details. And I'm going to be taking it gradually so that you can learn a lot from it. Now, and I'm going to be telling the reasons behind if it's yes or if it's a no. So I'm going to be giving you a reason. There are some reasons that you have to consider, okay? You have to know about this kind of behavior. Now, in an intricate dance of parenthood and partnership, couples most times grapple with those questions. Can intimacy be shared with a spouse in the same room with their children, or as their children, without the little ones knowing? All right, so this is gonna dive into the complexities surrounding delicate issues. It's a delicate issue, examining both the psychological and emotional and even relational implications for both the parent and the children. All right, so we are going to be going through this nuances of privacy, modeling behavior, and I promise that you're going to learn a lot from this. Now, assuming that question is being thrown to you, what would you answer as a parent? Singles can also contribute some way to this, because you were once a child, and experience also is one of the best teachers we can learn from. So how do you feel if you okay if you were a child then? I know many children might have observed this. Many people out there might have been in such conditions. Do you think what do you think is the answer? So if you think that you have, if you know that you have an answer to this question, please you'll be dropping it in the Q&A session for me, and you'll be also giving me your reasons for saying so. So now I'm going to be giving you my own reasons and I'm going to be giving you my own answer. Now it's generally a no for me. Okay? It's generally not advisable to engage in intimate activities with your spouse while your children are in the same room with you. Even sometimes you believe that they're asleep or unaware of what you're doing because of their age category, and you feel that, okay, fine, this person is in this stage and he might not understand what I'm doing. I want to let you know that children are very, very smart. Children are intelligent, especially the children of this generation. They are children with the jet's brain. All right, so children are often more perceptive, okay, than we give them credit for. Now, and they may become aware of what's happening, which could lead to a lot of things, which I'll be telling you soon. So just stay tuned in now. Together, okay, it is very, very key to create boundaries and privacies. I encourage you as a parent to create boundaries and privacies with the family unit. Now, there's something new with the marital unit, kind of couple unit and a family unit, okay? So it is very, very, very key you understand that there should be clear and stated boundaries and privacy within the family unit. There are many ways you can set this immersion. Sometimes if you have adults in the house or whatever, you can have like a drop down at your door, maybe before someone comes in. You can just instruct that person, knock before coming in, all right? Or, I'm not available, all right? Because I'm saying this because there are some families that are very, very, I don't want to say they are sassy. I don't want to say they are playful kind of, or they want to do what is in their mind at some particular time. But that instruction will make them to understand that this is a boundary that they must not step on or cross over. All right. So you can also do that to foster what I'm saying right now. And this will help to build a healthy environment for everyone totally. Now, sharing intimate moments with your spouse is very, very important. It's very, very crucial in every relationship. I'm not fighting you. I'm not saying no. I'm not giving an objection. No, that you shouldn't share intimacy or intimate time with your spouse. It is very, very key. It is your privacy. Many persons now abuse this intimacy in a marriage, and it's not very, very good. You can hear people say, I'm already married to him. I can do and frolic with him anywhere, even before the presence of the kids, before his friends, before her friends. I can spank her at her birth. I can do and undo. I just wanted to know that this is really not proper, because what is private is left for privacy. So now, you should know that this is a private thing and it should be totally kept away from the presence of children. If both you and your spouse feel the need for intimacy while your children are around, there are so many ways you can do it. Okay, so Number one, you can decide to find a place that is quite away from where your children are. Okay? You can decide to, you know, drive by, go to a hotel if you know you're so pressed, and make out with your spouse. And also, you can find alternative times, okay, such as time where they could be very, very deep asleep. And you know, as a parent, there are ways that you can know that your children are really lost in sleeping. They are really deep asleep. But I want to also let you know that children are very, very smart. As I said from earlier on, you don't have to, you know, say, okay, they are asleep. Let me just do this with the whole of your mind, with the whole of your strength, with the whole of your morning. No, you have to do this with wisdom. You have to do this with a kind of a caution. You have to do this kind of sensitivity. You are conscious of your environment. You're conscious of, okay, they were snoring before, showing that they are deep asleep. And now the snoring is gradually coming down. Maybe they are trying to wake up or they turned. All those kind of things, you have to be sensitive about it. And also, when you are doing this, maybe because you find an alternative time, they are sleeping, all right? You can also kind of go to that bathroom. There is a bathroom close by, and lock it at the back and take it easy, all right? This is also another alternative kind of a way you can go. And also, you can also wait until they are away from home. Sometimes when they go to play, you can advise them to go to play. Or you can, you know, fix them up with their tabs and make them so engrossed with what they love doing first. Then why you face business with your spouse. All right. So, and while you do this, you have to have engage in a strategic or planned strategic kind of communication with your spouse. When I mean doing this kind of a process, I mean you taking your time, knowing the words to use. Sometimes you can use your play words to explain to your spouse that you need her, and maybe you won't have to fix the kids to be engrossed in something while you can have time with him or her. All right, so you can also do this. Be strategic with your communication. Don't just go to the point that I want you and all those kind of a thing and the kids are listening. You have to know and mind yourself why you're passing through, when you're passing a communication or a word to your spouse, okay, concerning this kind of a thing, because you want to maintain a healthy and a stronger relationship, but with you and with your children. Now, I'll be giving you the reasons for not doing so. I told you that it's a no-no for me, okay, that you shouldn't even try it. And I told you the reason why you shouldn't try it to some extent, but it was not elaborate, which I'll be doing here. And I told you that you can involve yourself in alternative measures, okay? And I believe you heard me, all right? But it's a total no-no that you can be so intimate in a room and having intimacy with your spouse without your kids knowing. I'm not giving you the 100% assurance that they would not know. If you feel they would not know, I'm trying to tell you that if you are not taking some cautions and actionable point in there, they would still know. All right, because children are very smart. Now, there are several ways why it's generally a no-no to engage in intimate activities with your spouse while you are in the same room with your children. Number one point is confusion and discomfort. Now, children may not fully understand what they are witnessing, okay, because they can still sense that something is happening, and most time they don't fully comprehend that. Now, this can lead to confusion, potential feelings of insecurity, imagine the situation where the mom is so intimate with the dad, and before you know what's happening, the woman is kind of so deep into the action that she's enjoying what's going on, and she has to scream loud at a point, kind of. This could make the children feel like, I think daddy is fighting with mommy. I think daddy is beating mommy. I don't think I have to sleep so deep. I want to see what's going on. All this kind of a thing are what we have to put in consideration, so that we will not mess up with our young ones' mind, all right? We will not cause them confusion, create a space of insecurity and discomfort within them. So another point I'll be letting you know is impact on parent to child relationship. Now, when we engage in intimate activities in the presence or in the same room where our children are, this can blur the lines of parent-to-child relationship and undermine the authority and respect that the child has for their parents. I told us earlier that private things are kept for privacy. Now, you don't have to engage in a thing that you feel that is, it's a private thing and you are doing it, and you're doing it in public. It is not very, very good. You're doing it in the presence of your children. It could bring this kind of a disrespect kind of from them towards you. And this is not very, very good. Now, another point I could be giving you is, there is this kind of an atmosphere of risk of discovery. What do I mean by this? Even when you believe that your children are deep asleep or unaware of what's totally happening, there is always a risk that they could wake up or become unaware of what's happening, leading to embarrassment or confusion for everyone involved. I know you understand this to some extent. Now, if I'm supposed to engage in a relationship, engage in a thing with my spouse, okay, and we are into this and we're in a room together, and I'm skipping in my heart, are you sure my children are not going to wake up? Are you sure that they are not going to meet me half naked? Are you sure they're not going to just barge in on me and all this kind of a thing? And should the case, it should be as how I imagined, and it happens. So what next? Everybody's left in a kind of a jeopardy, kind of a running here and there, kind of a disorganized and embarrassed kind of a situation. So I think that we don't want that. We are not going to be satisfied with what we started initially. And the children is kind of like, what sort of a thing is this? All this kind of a thing. We don't want that. Now, the last point I'll be giving you, and if you want to know more about this, you know the place, the best place to go sort for this, and this is momziba.com, and you visit the blog in momziba.com, and you're going to be learning a lot, even a lot more than this right there. Now, the next point I'll be telling you is modeling appropriate behavior. Now, what do I mean by this? Parents serve as role models for their children, and engaging in intimate activities in the presence of your children or in the same room with your children can send a very, very wrong message about the appropriate behavior and boundaries in a relationship. And I know that we don't want that. I've heard of stories where parent brought some kind of two siblings, okay, for a session with me, and told me that they were involved in this kind of incest kind of a relationship. They met them kind of on the bed and they were perturbed. So, and ever since then, she has not been very, very comfortable. And though she's kind of, she's just there. So she just wants me to talk to the young boy and the sister. She's tried all her best, but they are not opening up. So I try to have a private section with the boy. And he told me that it all started from each night he's on the bed. And this boy is about 14, 15 years. And each time he's sleeping and he hears moaning and moanings from his mom and dad. And it keeps him worried and he feels so overwhelmed. So immediately dad and mom leaves the house. Sometimes he peeps at his parent when they are, doing this thing. And when they leave, he practices with his sister and he finds out actually that it's a cool thing to do. So since then, he has been of such behavior. So now we see that that's, we children look up to us at least 70% or 80%. Apart from the other one, they're spending on their friends and teachers and other things and movies. But some of the patterns of their life style, characters are gotten from what they learned from their parents, sort of, okay? So we have to be careful so that we can model good and behaviors and attributes to our children anywhere, anytime, okay? Knowing that these children are very, very smart and they copy anything you do and it's very fast. All right, okay, so that is it for today. And lastly, I want you to know that it's very key to prioritize the well-being and the comfort of your children first off before you want comfort. All right, there are ways to pass it out to each other as couples if you're really pressed to do so. There are things you can do. There are times I told you what to do, okay? And if you've forgotten, you can stream again and listen. Click again to listen to what I said in-depthly, and you're going to learn, all right? So now, prioritize the well-being and the comfortability of your children because we want to model a healthy behaviors and boundaries in them. So, and now, this is really boiling down to finding private moments for intimacy away from the presence of your children. I'm going to be telling you to click to become a strong follower. After listening to this, what you owe me is to click to become a follower as soon as possible. I'll be very, very happy you clicked and you dropped by and you became a follower. And also, I want you to send me voice messages via the voice link on whatever streaming platform you are listening to this from. Tell me what you've learned from it. Tell me your experiences with this. Share with me what you want me to talk about. Those difficult things that you feel that you can't confide to tell your parents and you want it to be an open forum kind of a thing so you can learn from. I'll be waiting for you in the Q&A session where you drop and tell me what you want me to talk about. I'm very, very obliged to share my own experiences, sophomore, and other people experiences together, bringing out actionable point on how you can maneuver any situation at all that you'll be placing there for me to work on. Thank you so much, and I appreciate you, darling. That keeps on tuning in to Mom Ziva Talks, so keep on listening to Mom Ziva. I appreciate you so much. You are a beautiful soul. Thank you so much. I love you. Thank everyone in the United States for keep on clicking in here to listen to this. Sorry, this is coming up this time. It's because of some issues with the podcasting hosting. So, but thank you so much. I know that you are going to still enjoy this all the same because it's still coming in a time where you can really have time to relax and listen to this. And if you cannot listen to this now, I also wish you click on the notification button and download it. I advise you to download it later. You can listen to it at your private time. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for following Mom Ziva everywhere. Following Mom Ziva or Medium. I told Mom Ziva is now on Medium. We are always surfing online, and we are looking for new ways to reach out and impact people, because that is one of the key things with Mumsy. But she loves impactation. She believes it's what brings the authenticity in a human being, and also what spells legacy after you're gone. So thank you so much for joining me on this talk today. I appreciate you so much. I appreciate everyone there in the United States. I appreciate everyone here in Nigeria. You are doing so well. I could go through the I went through the analytics, and I was so surprised and amazed to see what I saw. I saw that you guys are really following me bomba to bomba, and I appreciate it. It keeps me encouraged. It keeps me gladdened. Thank you so much. All right, next time I'll be coming tomorrow again. I also advise you to always, if you have want to book a one-on-one discussion with Mumsy, one-on-one counseling time, so you want me to be a guest in your podcasting forum, or you want me to talk about anything, maybe you want me to do something, and if you like it, you can also book a session with me at mumsy.com. Thank you so much. God bless you. Till next time tomorrow. Bye.